Fitzpatrick gets the snap, throws right side. Hopkins in the end zone, makes the catch. Touchdown, Houston.
When it comes to wide receivers, well, the Houston Texans for the last 12 seasons have been all about Andre Johnson. But looky here, in 2014, DeAndre Hopkins stepped up and had a massive season. He was, from game one through game 16, he was phenomenal. We saw him do things in games like the catch at New York. Okay, it wasn't technically a catch, but if you want to say Odell Beckham's catch in New York was great, well, Nuke Hopkins' catch was right up there, even though it didn't count, and it was partially his fault for the penalty. That said, DeAndre was fantastic in catch-and-run situations, back shoulder throws, deep fades, whatever. You couldn't go man-on-man against him. He just killed it. Tennessee here, when Ryan Fitzpatrick had 6 touchdowns, DeAndre was a big reason why. I spent all this time talking about DeAndre Hopkins. What about Andre Johnson? 33 years old, 85 catches, and he saved his best for last, a 10-catch effort against the Jacksonville Jaguars when the Texans really needed it. He missed OTAs and he missed minicamp last year, but he came to training camp a little dinged up. To get 85 catches out of a 33-year-old guy, that shows you what Andre Johnson is all about. Then you have the rest. DeMarcus Johnson, Keyshawn Martin, Devere Posey, who was only active for a game this season. The receiver position probably has some competition coming up in 2015. In this offense, you need 3 or 4 quality receivers. DeMarcus Johnson had moments. Keyshawn Martin had a few. Devere Posey was only active for a game. I wouldn't be surprised if in the offseason the Texans target a third pass catcher. It didn't come from the tight ends, and we'll get to them soon. But that third receiver, DeMarcus Johnson, did have some moments, but he didn't catch the ball consistently enough. Keyshawn Martin was more of a punt return guy. And like I said, Devere Posey, only for one game, because he's an outside receiver. Well, that's what DeAndre and Andre are, and so you've got some repetitive nature with those three guys. So that's why Devere Posey inactive. Wouldn't be surprised to see the Texans target a inside slot receiver with run-after-the-catch abilities like Wes Welker. If the Texans aren't going to target that position in free agency or in a draft, then DeMarcus Johnson has got to improve catching the football, catching on the run, and making big things happen after the catch. He's got the speed. He's got the quickness. Now he's just got to catch it consistently. Some of that's on the quarterback. Some of that's on DeMarcus. And even Keyshawn to push him for that position. Won't be surprised. How about Alan Bonner getting in the mix if he comes back off of IR and he can compete? We haven't even seen what Alan Bonner can do. There'll be some competition, I would imagine, for that number 3 wide receiver position, that inside receiver position that is so vital in this particular offense.